from 2 Tango Mall.
Hi, Rosie. How you doing? M40GC.
Hey, well, I seem to be doing pretty good because I'm full of broiled fish and fried okra and salad, and I'm on my way home. Of course, I got a call to net starting in about an hour, you know.
That okra sounds good. I love it. It's done right. I love it.
Well, this was done right. It was not overly baked. God, I wish that guy could get in the parking place. I got a fella here with a flex, and he's sitting half out into the driveway. And if somebody comes and hits his nose, he's going to wonder why. Anyway, yeah, the okra was fried. Oh, beautiful. I mean, golden brown, tender, delicious, juicy. You know, it still had, it wasn't dried. And my broiled fish, I have that broiled Canadian flounder that they serve over here at Blue Bay Seafood in Spartanburg. And it was wonderful, as it is usually. And a salad to go with it, and diet drink, and I was in, you know, I'm fixed up for the afternoon, as they say.
At Blue Bay, that's a good place. I've eaten at that one. It's been some years back, though. I hadn't been to Spartanburg in a long time, but I have eaten at a couple of them, I think. And they've it's really good. I think there's, can't think of the name of the one in Grimm. There's one out there, or there was one out there on White Horse Road. That was really good, too. It was better than some of the other ones I've, you know, there's several of them in the area. We got something here, I can't remember. It used to be the fish, it was something else now, I think, here in Anderson. It's pretty decent, but the one in Greenville, out on White Horse, like you headed out towards TR that way, that one was a really good one, I thought.
Yeah, that was a Silver Bay out there. And down in Simpsonville, there's a Blue Bay. I think that one's a Blue Bay. Oh, yeah. And then if you go down Interstate 26, like you're headed towards Columbia, and you get down there to the exit to get off to go to Clinton, they've got one there, Silver Bay. They got a big one there. And they used to all at one time be owned by some brothers, a Greek family. And as I understand, they had some falling out and started selling them. And the young couple that had been managing, running this one over here for the fellow that owned it for, about 5 or 6 years, they got together with somebody and they bought the restaurant. And now they own it and run it. And I've known them for years, and they do a heck of a job, too.
I lived in Rock Hill. There was a place in Charlotte. Well, it was more like towards Gastonia, I guess. Maybe, you know, somewhere, it's just south of Charlotte. Just lived a hall up there. It was called the Mayflower. And at one time they had one here, they had one in Greenville, but it was not owned by the same folks. There was one up in somewhere around Pilot Mountain or somewhere up in that way. They had one. It was not, there were two or three of them that had that name, but the only one that we liked was the one near Gastonia. And then they moved to Rock Hill about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I guess now, 20 years ago. And the one in Rock Hill was really good. And I don't know whether it's still there or not, but they had really, I mean, theirs was probably some of the best I'd had. It was a family run thing too. And it was good for years, but you know, those places, when they change ownership, sometimes they stay as good and sometimes they don't.
Well, there were three brothers, as I understand it, there were three brothers that owned this chain. And they had 9 of them in the state of South Carolina and 3 more up in North Carolina. I'm not sure where they were. All of them were in North Carolina. But I think one was up in the Charlotte area, and I don't know where the other two were. But one time, like I said, the brothers all had, there used to be one over in Gaffney, too. And they all, you know, the three brothers owned them, and I don't know what happened. They had some kind of falling out. One of them got away from the other, and they broke. He took his and went elsewhere, and, you know, still running his same restaurants. And the other two had the others, and then one of them, I don't know what happened. I guess he got sick or something. And then they started selling them off. And as I understand now, there's only like two or maybe three of them total that are still owned by the same people. And all of the rest of them are independently owned. And I think most of them, the folks that were there running the place, are the ones that bought it. So, you know, like I said, this one, the young couple that have this one, I say young couple, they've got a couple of boys that are teenagers now. They've done a good job of this one. Matt and his wife have done a super job on this one. So what you been up to today, Jerry?
Run down to Publix for a few minutes to pick up a few items that we can't find anywhere else. And grandkids are coming by today about 1 o'clock. They'll be wearing masks, of course. But my son-in-law's got to go down to, I got a slip at Portman. He's got to go down and check on his pontoon. He's had some trouble with the engine, and they're not wanting to come out. And they're so far behind, they hadn't been able to come out and do something to it. They had some. It was in some water, got in some gas mixture down there, one of the pumps, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a big issue, but having to wait this long to get it repaired, but I'm not, that'll interfere with other people's automobiles or boats. Boats, a hole in the water you pour money into. I've had enough of them over the years to, that's a pretty fair statement. But hopefully they'll, we'll get to them for a while this afternoon. But other than that, not much of anything. I had an interesting situation come up yesterday. I have to tell you about real quick, though. Sam's about a mile and a half from the house, and the pharmacist there, one of the pharmacists there, is, we had to be friends with her. And of all things, she called yesterday morning about 9:30 and told me, said, she said, you know, she said, I know that you and your wife had asked me about the COVID vaccines. We got some extra vaccines. I just want to let you know, if you hadn't had one, that I'll save you two up here. And I thought that was just the most, that's just the nicest thing I've heard out of a pharmacist in years. And I really thanked her. She doesn't stay the name of the flu vaccines and other things. She lets us know when things change. And always, we're a Sam's Plus member, so sometimes it's cheaper to buy through their retail program than just go through our Medicare Part D. And she kind of alerts us to things like that. That was just the nicest thing. I said, that is really incredible. I really appreciate her doing that. That's so unusual these days to find somebody that goes above and beyond. But she was calling several of her regular customers, let them know they had some Moderna vaccines available.
Good. And well, I get my first shot Thursday. I go to Costco over here, and that's where I'm getting mine Thursday morning. And I'll hang on a second. I'll be right back. I got to turn into the driveway.
Moderna, actually last weekend at CVS in Clemson, it took us about 15 or 20 minutes, I guess. I had to go on Saturday, my wife had to go on Sunday. Well, listen, I'll let you, since you got to jump out, I know you want to have your food, so I'll let you jump out, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on, Rusty. I'll be standing by, though, M4DJC.
All right, well, I done ate lunch. I ate lunch at the restaurant. I didn't get it to go. I ate lunch at the restaurant, so I get tired. I don't like doing my own cooking, so I let them cook it, and I eat it there. Anyway, but I am home, and that was a good deal for the pharmacist to do that. Now, I had some idiot in a big old Ford 4x4 tailgating me a little bit, and the speed limit on my road's only 35, and I was running a little over that, not a whole lot, and I hit my foot on my brake pedal because I was getting ready to turn in my driveway, and this guy still wanted to creep up on me. Anyway, Jerry, good to talk to you. You have a good one. We'll talk to you later. N4DJW, W2P, 73s.
4KTO.